Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to Pull It Together with Erica Black. I am Erica Black, certified holistic life coach, who my practice is called Pull It Together, and what we do there is help people move forward by transforming your foundation, right? Your subconscious brain, your self-esteem, and then from that strong foundation working toward your goals so that you can live the life of your dreams. Today, we're going to have such a fun show. I'm really, really excited. We're going to talk about some life lessons that we can learn from Gilligan's Island. So this is going to be really, really fun. I hope many of you remember the sitcom that actually was back in the 60s. It was September 26, 1964 to April 17, 1967. And then the reruns were on in the 70s and 80s for sure. And they're probably still on somewhere like TV Land or whatever today. But what a great show, very funny. What a great cast of characters. So we're going to be talking about Gilligan's Island and some things that we can really learn from the show. So it's going to be really fun. A little nostalgic from fans of the show, right? And informative for people that haven't ever seen it before, right? So anyway, welcome. This is Monday, July 20th, 2015. And as I always say, it's the only Monday, July 20th, 2015 that you will ever have. Be present and live it. Do something really worthwhile. What do you want to do with your life? Start today. Start today. You can make a difference. You can pull it together. And it's the only one that you'll ever get. It's not a dress rehearsal. This is real life. It's your life, and it's going by. So jump into this moment. Jump into this day and do some things that you really are passionate about, right? Okay, so I hope you've had a great weekend. It's Monday. Monday is really important because it sets the tone for your entire week, right? So we're going to screw our heads on straight by having some fun today. I had a great weekend. I'm actually on vacation up in Kentucky. I live in Tampa Bay, Florida, living the life of my dreams there, right? But I'm in Kentucky with my boyfriend and his parents. And they have a lake house, and we have just had such a great time. We're going to stay a couple more days, but just out boating and water skiing and tubing and seeing, you know, I've never been on Lake Cumberland before, and it's really, really beautiful. And there's a lot of real, you know, nice history and historic things around. We went to an old mill where they grind cornmeal, an inspirational mill, and it's the scene of, I guess, a really prominent battle, a pivotal battle also in the Civil War. So got to learn all about that yesterday. So that was pretty cool. And, you know, I'm loving my life, but, you know, here's where I am every Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time. I'm with you guys because my passion is to help you move forward, right? So since a couple things about the weekend, you know, for those of you who have followed my show and me know that I was in a serious accident last year and my leg got crushed and had to be rebuilt. I also broke my foot. So what a great thing to be able to get out and water ski. You know, I was able to do it and, you know, not real well. It's been a few years since I've skied, but I was just really blessed that, you know, God has brought me through all of the injury and made my legs strong so I could get up and actually do it. So I've been having so much fun. And also, since I've been out on the boat, I was just thinking about Gilligan's Island, and I thought, you know, you can really learn. There are some life lessons that you can learn from Gilligan's Island. So what a fun thing. So anyway, so, you know, Gilligan's Island is a sitcom, right? And like I said, I was surprised. I didn't realize that it was as old as it was, and they only ran three seasons. Because I felt like, man, I used to watch Gilligan's Island all the time when I was a kid. And so it surprised me that it was actually made in the 60s. But then, of course, the reruns were on in the afternoon, so media has to say about it, usually in the after-school time. So I'm sure, you know, in the 70s and 80s, I'm sure that's when I picked it up. But it seems like, oh, I watched so many episodes, it probably ran for years. No, only three. And then there have been three movies, right? 15 years after the last episode aired, April 17th, 1967. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It wasn't 15 years later. Okay, so the last episode was in 1967. The movie was in 1978. And they finally told the story of how they got off the island, right? So basically, it was the premise of the show, for those of you who don't know, it was a two-man crew. It was a charter boat called the SS Minnow. And then there were five passengers, so seven people in all. So they set sail from Honolulu, and they ran into a storm, and they got shipwrecked on an uncharted island somewhere in the Pacific. So, you know, what's funny is it was close enough to Hawaii to clearly pick up Hawaiian AM radio transmission. So they could hear the radio, but, you know, they were close, but for whatever reason, for all that time, couldn't get off the island. And so the two-man crew was, of course, the skipper. Now, I didn't ever really know what his name was, but his name was Jonas Grumby, and the skipper was played by Alan Hale Jr. And skipper was really good-hearted soul, but he would get so frustrated and angry at Gilligan and threaten to kill him almost in every episode, right? Because, well, Gilligan, okay, so the second part of the two-man crew was the first mate. He was played by Bob Denver. He was a bumbling, accident-prone guy, and he tried really hard, and he got a lot of things wrong. He was clumsy. You know, he'd do things with the very best intentions, and it would end up being you know, disastrous, like whatever kind of attempt that they were making to get off the island, he usually did something that would keep it from being successful, right? So anyway, but what a lovable character, and actually the skipper really loved Gilligan. I mean, they really loved each other, and he affectionately referred to Gilligan as his little buddy, right? And then there were the Howells. Thurston Howell III was a millionaire, played by Jim Backus. And then his wife, Lovey, right? He called her Lovey. Well, and then the other characters just called her Mrs. Howell. But I didn't ever know what her name was. But it's Eunice Lavelle Wentworth Howell, right? It's a big name. Played by Natalie Schaefer. And then Ginger, the movie star, right? Ginger Grant, played by Tina Louise. And also then there was Mary Ann Summers. And she was a former Miss Nevada, right? And anyway, she was played by Dawn Wells. But she was just kind of the girl next door. So you had a movie star, very sexy, Ginger, and then the girl next door, Mary Ann. And and then the professor, of course, Professor Roy Hinckley, PhD, which is played by Russell Johnson. And so they just always called him the professor, right? So, and we all probably know the song. I'm not going to sing it to you, but if you don't know the theme song, it's kind of cute. You might want to Google that. So that's, and then so they were stuck, and for the whole time that the show aired, they never got off the island, of course. You know, and then, so they did finally get off the island in the movie in 1978. And, you know, it's interesting, some of the things that went along. But, you know, we want to talk about what kind of lessons can we learn from Gilligan's Island. So for those of you who are familiar with the show and those of you who aren't, you can imagine what it would be like. You have millionaires, you have a skipper and a first mate, And, you know, of course, everyone has different personalities. You have a professor who's very smart and analytical. You have the girl next door. You have a movie star. And then you have the millionaires, right? Or the millionaire and his wife, as the song says. So, of course, you know, Mr. Howell was very into money and financial things, and he knew a lot about that. And Mrs. Howell was the wife of a millionaire, so she didn't really have to do anything. She depended on her husband, and so she just, you know, I mean, and what's hilarious is she had a whole trunk of, I mean, I don't think you ever saw her in the same outfit, because she carried a whole trunk of her clothes, and somehow it made it to the island, even though the boat got destroyed. Anyway. So what are the lessons that we can learn from this very, very funny, fun show? I would say number one is we need each other. So learn to get along, right? When they were rescued and they're back in Hawaii, right? They're all sitting around in an evening. It looked like maybe on a marina or something. And Mrs. Howe said, ever since we've been back, I've learned a lot about civilization, and I've learned a lot about who our friends really are. The professor added, yes, judging by our various experiences, we've had lessons in lust, greed, envy, sloth, anger, gluttony, and pride, the same deadly sins that have always plagued mankind. To which Marianne replied, you know, it's funny, Professor. We never really had those problems on the island. And the skipper chimed in. He said, well, that's because we learned to live with each other. And so that is lesson number one. Learn to live with each other. Get along with others. Because we really need each other. None of us are great at everything. And so how do you get along with others? You know, we've definitely talked about that on this show. We've talked about how to have an all-star relationship. And that's not just romantic. Of course, if you're in a romantic relationship, you're close in a lot of ways. You know, it's very close intimacy, right, with that other person. But, you know, any relationship, your relationship with your coworkers, parents and children, friends, and even, you know, you do have a relationship with the person that checks you out at the cash register, right, at the grocery store. You know, it might only last, you know, a minute or a few seconds, but there's relating there. So, you know, I was talking about those bumper stickers. I know you've all seen them coexist. And, you know, I guess that word might mean different things to different people. I feel like it, when I see that, I feel good. I feel peaceful about it because, you know, it's like, can't we all just get along, right? We're going to share the space. So if you're at work, you have to share the workspace with your coworkers. You know, if you're in a church, you share common goals and, you know, any group, really. You share the commonality of the group or you wouldn't be in it. Opinions, right? If you're live in a city, you share the city with the other people that live there. You know, neighborhoods, even states, countries, and you can go as big as the world, right? All the time, people are going to think differently than you. I mean, look at Gilligan's Island, right? The girl next door and the movie star, wildly different, right? The millionaires and then the professor, right? Very smart, probably the smartest one of the bunch, you know, as far as an IQ and knowledge is concerned. And then there's Gilligan, you know, the really good-hearted guy that, you know, fumbles everything and messes things up, you know? So, you know, but, you know, the rescue of Gilligan's Island, from the time that they were shipwrecked in the show, they said it was 15 years later. So supposedly they spent 15 years on an island with each other. Imagine if you took you know, people from different political views, different socioeconomic status, different religious views, and you had seven different people on an island that you were just randomly then shoved together to live with each other. You know, I don't think that, you know, I mean, in order to survive and in order to thrive, you have to start depending upon each other. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses. Now, you know, I know there are some really, there are some people that are really not well mentally, not well emotionally, right? And so, you know, I know, you know, that is a whole other type of ballgame. But, you know, for most people, everyone has strengths and weaknesses. And, there are some people that you just need to have good boundaries with, and then there are people that you need to have the boundary that you're not going to engage with them at all, you know, because they're very volatile or they're, you know, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, the normal, you know, which what is normal, right? We're all abnormal in our way, but, you know, people that, you know, aren't in jail, people that aren't in, you know, mental, you know, places, mental homes or whatever, you know, people that generally speaking are in their right mind and able to live in the world, right? So for people like that, I mean, no matter how different your viewpoints, you know, it's important that we respect people's right to have their own opinion and not try to change people, but try to find the common ground so that we can actually work with each other. I mean, it's kind of important to try to see things from other people's perspectives sometimes, you know. I think it's very arrogant to think that we have the corner on all truth. Now, of course, you know, all of us think that we, you know, we believe that what we think is the right way because it's our opinion. We've thought it through and we've drawn our own conclusions, right? But, you know, that's kind of true for everyone, you know? I mean, sometimes we've been influenced, of course, you know, culturally by our family of origin and by, you know, people that were there during our formative years. You know, of course, you know, I like to teach love, but many children grow up to hate different people, you know, and that's kind of, you know, a belief that's maybe not thought through. It's a belief that was kind of ingrained in them, taught to them, you know, as they grew up, you know. So, I mean, lots of things, but, you know, what I want to promote is, you know, think that through. If you find yourself hating a group of people, you know, think that through. If you find yourself really annoyed by someone that you have to keep company with at work or in the community, you know, think it through. You know, does your hate really make sense? You know, I want to challenge you. You know, because in the end, you know, I go back to 9/11 when that horrible, horrible day happened here in the United States, you know, for a few blessed moments, we weren't divided. We were one nation under God and indivisible. We came together, different religious views, different races. We all joined together and bonded together as Americans to respond to that tragedy. You know, it didn't last long because the lines that divide us were still there, but we erased them for a little while. So when tragedy happens or hard times come, we find that we need some support, you know, that does happen. So get along with others because we do, in the end, we need each other, you know, and that person that you can't get along with just might have the missing ingredient to, you know, something that your work group, your community group, whatever, really needs. So everyone has value. Okay. And then the next thing, if at first you don't succeed, try again, right? You know, every single episode was almost in Gilligan's Island was about trying to get off the island, right? So many attempts, so many failures, right? But they didn't give up. They eventually got off. I mean, failure is definitely part of success. Any inventor, any wise, smart genius knows that. Albert Einstein failed many times. Walt Disney was told that he was fired from a newspaper job that said he had no good ideas and he lacked imagination. What? You know, I mean, lots of success stories are preceded by failure. So take heart. It's part of the process. Learn and move on. Try again. You know, the only person that will never succeed is one that never tries, right? And, of course, the next lesson is use the resources that you have, right? So the castaways basically had on Gilligan's Island whatever that they were able to salvage from the ship. And then the trees, the coconuts, the bananas, the things that they had, right? The fish that they could catch, right? But they had to fashion, you know, whatever that they needed. So they, being their flotation devices, because how they managed to get off the island finally was the professor found a way to make a barometer. And when he did, he realized that there was a huge storm coming. And he predicted that it would destroy the island. So he had them tie their huts together and fashion a raft. And during the middle of the night, the storm did come and sent them out to sea, right? So they, you know, they used what was available to them, right? So, you know, you may say, well, I don't have this. Well, you know, use the things that you have. And also I would say, use your resources and network. Talk to people. When you have a need, talk to people. Ask people what they think, you know, about your situation. What would you do, or what do you think about this, you know? I mean, because people know people know people, right? You never know who you're going to talk to who knows someone that could really help you out. They either have the knowledge to help you out, they have someone that may work in a program that can assist you with whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, you know? Don't let anything stop you. If God put it in your heart, then it's there for a reason, right? We're all created by God for good things, right? And if God put something in your heart, it's there for a reason. So don't stop. You know, no matter if you have no money, if you have no resources, you know, do some networking, right? Think outside the box, you know? I mean, there isn't just only one way to skin a cat, right? And then I want to talk about, you know, another point, another life lesson that we can learn from Gilligan's Island is that, you know, we think that circumstances are bad sometimes, but they may not always be what they seem. You know, when something that we term to be bad happens, you know, there may be something really good that comes. Oh, I mean, there will be. I mean, I think that that's how it works. You know, there was an old proverb about a farmer that had a son, right? And the son, so he had a son. They lived on a farm, and so one of their horses ran away, right? So the neighbors, being the concerned neighbors that they were, upon hearing the news that the horse ran away, said, "Oh, no, that's such bad luck." And the farmer just says, "Is it? You know, is it bad?" And so then the horse came back bringing 5 wild horses with him. And so then the neighbors go, "What great luck. This is wonderful, right?" And the farmer goes, "Is it? You know, like, should we call it good, you know, that we have these new horses? Of course, it seems like it's really a good thing. So then the farmer's son was trying to break one of the horses, and he fell off and broke his leg. So then all the neighbors say, oh, what bad luck. Is it bad? Because then the country was going to war, but the son couldn't go because he had a broken leg, right? So then all the neighbors said, good luck, you know, what good fortune, you know, is it good? You know, so, I mean, things happen and then more things happen, and none of us knows what's coming down the pike, right? So I think we shouldn't worry because we really don't know, but God knows, and I think nothing takes him by surprise, no matter how hard it hits you, and he knows the way through it. So be encouraged. Okay, so circumstances always aren't as bad as they seem. And I get that from Gilligan's Island because, you know, many reasons why. But when they were getting rescued, right, so they had strung their huts together, they're out in the water in the Pacific, Gilligan decides to cook something and build a fire on the deck, right? But he didn't put it out, so it started the raft on fire, right? Of course. Of course, Gilligan wouldn't do that, right? But, and so everyone gets mad at him. They put out the fire. They manage to get it out. But then the smoke from the fire signaled the rescue, right? So then Gilligan was kind of a hero. You know, so even your worst blunders have something valuable in them. Your worst mistakes, you know, learn from them and move on. Don't put energy into, I'm so bad, why did I do such a bad, how could I be so wrong, you know, I'm just bad. You know, don't put your energy into that. Just learn what you need to learn, and then you'll have a relatable experience to someone else. You know, sometime there will come a time when that very thing that you lived through, that very worst mistake, can encourage someone else to carry on, you know. And then, so when something, quote unquote, bad happens, when something that hurts you, when something that seems tragic happens, you know, it might have something good to it. I do believe that. So don't despair, right? I guess is what I'm trying to say. Just move through it and see what's next, you know. Could be that it puts you where you need it to be for the next right thing, right? So my last lesson from Gilligan's Island is nurture relationships, right? Nurture your relationships. So, you know, when they're having that conversation after they've gotten rescued and they're sitting in Hawaii talking, you know, and the skipper said that's because we learned to live with each other. We learned how to live with each other, right? But they were saying, they also said, let's plan to meet up for Christmas back on the Minnow, right? Let's meet again, right? So they made a plan with intention, because they all, I guess, went back to their lives. But they made an intentional plan to get together. I mean, relationships need tending, right? You need to make plans to be together. You need to, if you're across the miles, you know, phone calls, text, you know, Facebook. But, you know, I mean, really, you need to put some intention, send a card, you know, do surprise someone with just something small, you know, that can really make their day, you know? It's relationships are wonderful. They do take work. Everybody's different, right? But we can learn to have great relationships. We can learn to accept our circumstances. We can learn so many things. And we can learn them from Gilligan's Island. What fun. Well, I am out of time. Please get in touch with me, 513-646-0767, for a free strategy session. I love you guys. Have a great day. And I will see you next time on Pull It Together with Erica Black. Goodbye, everybody.